Good morning. I will be reading from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 14. And it reads, "And let our people also learn to maintain good works to meet urgent needs, that they may not be unfruitful." Thank you for the reading of the word.
It's a privilege to be here this morning to share with you about the Unitarian Universalist Urban Ministry and the work that we do in Roxbury, Massachusetts. It was a little bit of a trek getting here this morning, but we made it. We persevered. And pleased to be welcomed in this warm community. Thank you for all that you've done to support the work of the urban ministry. We rely on 50 Unitarian Universalist churches within the Mass Bay District that support the work and the ministry of what we do in Roxbury, which includes an affordable housing program for single women, a domestic violence shelter for individuals and families, as well as an after-school program for high school students. And I bring you greetings from Reverend Mary Margaret Earle, our senior minister and executive director, who I believe was with you recently on a Sunday morning. So thank you again. This is the first time that Marvin and I have done this together, so welcome. excited to share in ministry and to share from our perspectives of doing this work together. Give us eyes to see, and ears to hear, and courage to step out without any fear. Give us wisdom to know the way to go. God be with us. God be with us. God be with us on this journey of faith. I was sharing with Minister Robinson this morning that I've been at the UU Urban Ministry for 12 years. He said, "Wow," and I said, "I know." I started there as the director of our domestic violence shelter renewal house, and I wanted to share with you this morning a message of empowerment and what that ministry has done to me, has changed in me, and I think also an invitation where maybe you can't come and be in ministry with us in Roxbury, but the opportunity for each of us to think about how do we share our stories, how do we lead from our strength, how do we find the goodness in our world and be a part of that. So I was privileged 12 years ago to start at Renewal House as the director there. And one of the things that I recognized that was that many of the staff that were working there had been there for over 12 years themselves. Now two of them have served for over 20 years at the shelter. And I think that's just a testimony to it's not just a program. It's not just a service, it's not just a place for people to live, it really is a ministry that lives out of people's hearts and love for people. And it's been a real inspiration to me. I started there thinking that it was just gonna be this lovely community of people where we could just stand around and sing Kumbaya together and make it through every day. And it has been much more complicated and much more challenging than that. Working with people from lots of different countries, from lots of different backgrounds, working with men and women who are survivors of domestic violence, working with teenagers, with infants, with toddlers, people who have experienced and seen a whole lot of violence and abuse in their lives. And yet, that's not what they're about. That's not the core of who they are. Just like me and like you and any of us, they have great love. They have great passion. They have great peace and hope and joy in life and wanting to find a new pathway, a new way of being, even a new way of trusting in a world that has so often given them the message that violence and abuse is the answer. Or is the only thing. And so it's been a privilege to journey with families and individuals who have come into our shelter. And it was the first holiday party that we had together that first year that I was there that I was astounded by. It wasn't just the families and individuals that lived in our shelter that came together, but it was 50 other families. Families that had been a part of our shelter sometimes many, many years ago and continued to come back and want to be a part of this community. And you could say, as I did in my skeptical way, that maybe they just came back because they were getting presents, right? But then that summer, a same UU church that sponsors the holiday party also sponsors a weekend trip for all the residents in the shelter and the former residents. And many of these people said that this was the only summer trip that they had ever taken. This is the only time that they had a chance to go away with their children, to be taken care of, to be welcomed into community, to get to just play in the woods together, and to know that they were supposed to be there and that they could relax. So I saw this in December and then in July, and I thought, I think we should be getting together more often. And so I ran that by the shelter manager, and she said, well, you can see what happens, which is, if you know Ada Guadalupe, that's usually what she says about everything. Well, you can see what happens. And so we started having four times a year outside of those other two gatherings, place times for people to come together at the Urban Ministry just to be together, to socialize, to have food together, to have time for the children to play together, and sometimes to have different topics for us to talk about or outside folks to come in and share with us. And we were just together. Probably for about 5 years, we just met together. And what grew out of that is a leadership team of about six of our former residents who gather together even more regularly than that, once a month, to plan for these outings, but also to plan for other events and other opportunities for them to share their story and to share the ways that Renewal House and the UU Urban Ministry has changed their life. And the most wonderful thing is that four of our staff now in the shelter are former residents. Residents who used to be in our shelter, used to think, I don't know what my life's gonna look like, and now have housing, have full-time jobs, have wonderful children, some of them are in amazing relationships, and work part-time with us in the shelter. And then on top of that, we keep thinking and dreaming and hoping about ways that we can engage more and more survivors of domestic violence in the work and ministry that we're doing. And in addition to Renewal House, we partner with about six other domestic violence shelters around Boston. We only can serve five families or individuals in our shelter because of its size, but so much of what we do is also in the community and with these other shelters and domestic violence programs. And so we're excited that this fall we're going to be opening up a job readiness program for survivors of domestic violence. So much of what we've learned and heard and seen is that many survivors of domestic violence are not able to find jobs, aren't able to even believe that they could work in a job, aren't even able to believe that they could go to college, that they could get more education, not even able to believe that they could get to a point where they could earn enough money to be able to live in Boston, which as a person that lives in Boston and has a full-time job, I know how hard that is to be able to do. But we are excited. We're excited to open up the U Urban Ministry to more and more survivors of domestic violence that can come and be with us, primarily be with us, but also to get to connect to such a wide community, a network, a group of congregations that care about who they are, how their lives go, and how well they can move themselves forward. And the beauty of creating this program has been bringing together even more former residents to come and listen to what we're trying to create and tell us, oh, that's not going to work, or, oh, yeah, that's a good idea, or help us think about what a curriculum should look like, what we need to think about childcare, how to support survivors who don't have a citizenship status in this country, how to think about working with gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, and queer survivors of domestic violence, and how to not just narrow what it is we're doing to a particular type of population, but open it up. To me, as a non-Unitarian Universalist, that's what you bring. You bring this opportunity to open up a welcome, a breadth of acceptance and love and hope in all people. And it gives us the chance to share that with a broader community that may not ever come into your congregation. However, they know that you are with them. They know that what you believe in and what you hope for and what you long for is the seeds of what we get to create together in Roxbury. So I just wanted to share with you briefly one quick story about a survivor that we've been working with who now is working at Children's Hospital and has been both a staff at the shelter and an advisor on our new job readiness program. So after our first meeting of the new gurus of how to create this job readiness program with Unitarian Universalists, with board members, with staff members, and with former residents, I got a text message from Cynthia. I asked her if I could use her name. And she wrote to me and said, "Susan, I've decided that I'm your first customer." She said, "I'm ready." She's already completed her Bachelor of Arts. She was a flight attendant. She lived in South America, and she came here to be in a relationship, and unfortunately, that relationship wasn't what it had been made out to be. However, Cynthia has fought hard. She has fought hard for herself and for her beautiful daughter, who is now 4. And she texted me and said, "I'm ready. I'm ready to work part-time and go back to Leslie and get my degree in counseling and psychology, and I want to lead this job readiness program." So she won't be able to lead it starting in September. But just the chance for us to hear these dreams and to be able to envision them into the future is an incredible gift. And I know that she wasn't saying any of those things lightly. She'd been wanting to do something for a long time, but not trusting or believing that she could do it. And the chance for us to come together and say, "We want this for you," was a chance for her to hear that invitation and to accept it. And so I offer you an invitation. If you're interested in being a part of what we're doing and being a mentor for someone in our job readiness program and thinking of ways that even as far away as Sharon from Roxbury, you could be connecting with us, Marvin and I are here to think with you today and into the future about how that might happen. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and courage to step out without any fear. Give us wisdom to know the way to go. God be with us. God be with us. God be with us on this journey of faith.
Susan has just beautifully shared with you our story. As has been indicated in your bulletin, my name is Marvin Vinay. I, like Susan, am a Baptist preacher. Welcomed in your home on this morning. Thanking you for having us, allowing us this opportunity to share just a little bit of what we do on a daily basis there in Roxbury. I am the Director of Congregation and Volunteer Engagement, and it is my duty to built relationships with congregations like yourself throughout our 50 to ensure that you have a voice at the table in how we execute in Roxbury by sharing your talents and gifts. As people of faith, oftentimes we find our hearts filled with such exhilaration to stand up for a cause, to combat radical complexities of society, and to change the perception of our neighbors on how they view us sometimes. But oftentimes, not at this congregation, but in many others, the excitement and the thrill starts out on an all-time high, and then at some point it dips down low, and it becomes a passing and a continued challenge for many. But what I've found is that there are congregations like you here in Sharon that want to give continuously and find ways to be of service. You might not always be able to physically be present, but sometimes it is the help that you give from this place that we can use out there that it makes us successful. Some of us fall into the belief that we're not really going to make change. Some of us fear rejection, and some of us fall victim to the hitting the roadblock of cultural differences in many ways. But when I rode around the corner, I saw the sign that said, Black Lives Matter. And that told me that the cultural differences, as many as there might be, you still find it in your hearts to be open to learn more and to cross over barriers, the lines that have been so divided for so long. Many of us walk in places where we're not welcome. And many of us find ourselves with our hearts in our pockets because we're concerned about the perception that someone might have of us simply because of the color of our skin. But I'm thankful for the UU members that I have met since I came aboard. I'm thankful for the discussions that I've had around such an unhealthy topic at moments, but such a desirable discussion for us to find peace and unity. And it's people like you here at Sharon that make our work all worthwhile. Growing up, I was told that many are invited, but few are chosen. And I was not able to quite understand this true intent behind these words. But today, if you allow me, I just want to share a brief experience. I joined UUM in July. Had never been introduced to the UU family. Was completely a novice and unclear what it is that I was getting myself into. Many people said, are you sure you're going to work with the UU members? You know you are a Baptist preacher. And I remember learning growing up that if you are scared to grow and expand your horizon, expand your depth of understanding, then you will always be just sitting on the sidelines. And so I walked in there into my interview, and I sat down with four individuals, and they gave me a series of questions, and we went back and forth, and it was a nice tug of war. But what I loved about it most was that there were individuals in that room who wanted to make a difference, and a difference in such a way that they were looking to change lives that they would never even meet. They were looking to change generational gaps. And they were looking to part the Red Sea for some because their heart was all about giving. And so I stand here in my role because I want you to feel free to continue to give. We're not always looking for monetary donations, although they're helpful. Sometimes it's just your presence that makes the difference in the world. I learned when someone was on their transition bed, the most important thing to them in that moment was that I have been standing there. Not that I opened my mouth, but that I have been standing there. And when they transitioned in that moment, they said, thank you for your presence, because it's your presence that kept me a little bit longer. So remember, you don't always have to make it to Roxbury to be supportive in Roxbury. You have talents and gifts that we can use in Jericho Road as it relates to our nonprofits. We're looking for experts who come out and share their business acumen in various areas of interest. And remember, it is a partnership we are looking to develop here. We don't believe in top down. We believe in even level playing fields, because we want to trust, we want to be unified, and we want to demonstrate love, because that is the work that we're trying to really get across. We need everyone that we touch to understand that someone cares about them, that someone is concerned about them, and that someone is willing to step outside the lines of their comfort zone to be helpful in many ways. You, sitting in this congregation on this snowy day, not knowing that it took me 12 hours to get home to be here with you today, on yesterday, you get it. It's very simple. You get it. I can tell that you understand it. I can tell we are talking to the choir here, because you already have the course. You understand it. But what we want to encourage you to get is that you are the blessing, you are a gift, and if you share your gifts, if you impart your gifts with us, if you allow us to even get a tenth of who you are, I can guarantee you we will invest it in the right soil, and we will make sure that the plants that grow will blossom, and that those individuals in which we are able to touch will become great, simply because you saw fit right here in Sharon to make a difference, even if you couldn't physically be there. Thank you.
My godparents were Baptists, and I went many times to their church, and I feel like I'm back home here. We want to give a prayer and a blessing for the work of the UU Urban Ministry, and then open it up for some questions. So let's join in the spirit of prayer. O God and Spirit of endless love, bless the work of the UU Urban Ministry. Bless the work of Renewal House, providing a safe home for women and children fleeing abusive situations. Bless the work of Bethany House as it provides transitional housing for people in need. Bless the work of the after-school programs and weekend programs which enrich the lives of children and youth in ways that which might not otherwise happen. Bless the work of the summer internships and camps, which encourage youth to grow in responsibility and experience. Bless the work of the Jericho Project, linking skilled volunteers with community projects in Boston neighborhoods. Bless the work of lobbying the state legislature to ensure that all citizens of every income level have a chance to succeed. O God and Spirit of endless love, bless the work of the UU Urban Ministry. Amen.